Thank you, Madam Vice President. The UK recognises human rights progress made by the Dominican Republic, including its engagement on migration, its work to eliminate violence against women, and its willingness to improve prisoners' rights. We welcome their signing up to the UK's call to action on modern slavery and tackling child sexual exploitation and abuse online, through joining the We Protect Global Alliance and developing a national action plan. However, we remain concerned that human rights issues emanating from absences of migration documentation have yet to be resolved, leading to a lack of access to basic human rights for a large number of undocumented migrants in the Dominican Republic. We also note that there is no defined timeline for the prison reform program, nor a defined program to deal with issues related to long-standing pretrial detentions. We are also concerned by the increase in femicides in the country, and we would encourage passing and implementing legislation to tackle this. We recommend, first, resolve human rights issues resulting from the absence of migrant documentation by finalizing, publishing, and implementing the protocol for implementation of the National Regularization Plan for Foreigners in consultation with civil society and at the earliest possible date. Second, implement the prison reform program as soon as possible and ensure that long-standing pretrial detention issues are prioritized. And third, ratify and implement the ILO Protocol of 2014 to the Forced Labour Convention 1930. Thank you, Madam Vice President.